This is Jacob. Are you ready? Then let's go down Gilead Lane.
Well, you are done with the coffee, miss.
But, Mom, I might need something to stay awake later.
Who falls asleep while carrying patio furniture?
What'd you say your name was?
I didn't.
Is it okay if I sit here at the counter, ma'am?
Ma'am, you can call me Sally, honey. And you can sit anywhere you like at the Sunrise Grill. Coleraine ain't what you call picky. So, what can I get for you?
Well, is your coffee fresh?
Always. I'll get you a cup. Nasty night to be out there. These storms can just sneak right up on you. Can I get you anything else?
No, thanks.
You sure? Our berry pies are right killer with that coffee. Jenny makes them fresh every Friday.
Yeah, all right. Pie sounds fine. Thank you.
Coming right up. Haven't seen you in here before. You just passing through?
No, ma'am.
It's Sally. Here you go. One berry pie.
Thank you.
Are you from around here, then?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I just moved back, actually.
Really? Bought a house here in town?
Well, something like that.
So, when did you move back?
Tonight, but it's too wet to unpack. Can you top this coffee off for me, please?
Sure thing, honey. Don't know why you'd want to come back to Coleraine, though. Simple life, I guess.
Not as simple as you'd think.
Sorry?
Nothing.
Now, what'd you say your name was?
I didn't.
Evening, Sally.
Hi there, Judge. I got that berry pie right up here that you called about.
Oh, great. I want to surprise Mary with it. I had to work so late tonight, I'm sure the kids are in bed.
And that means dessert for two, right?
Oh, you got it. Are they as good as always?
I haven't tried any yet, but this fine gentleman did. What did you think, Mr.
Dr. Kramer?
I know, Becca, but I just can't go. I know it's the weekend, but finals are next week. I have to study. I know, I'm sorry. Tell Luke that maybe we can all go next time.
Brooke, honey, would you please get off the phone in case your dad's trying to call?
Okay. I gotta go, Beck. Yeah, maybe later. Bye.
It's just not like your father to be so late. With this storm, what if something happened on his way home?
Mom, relax. I'm sure he's fine. Didn't you say he had to work late?
Yes, but...
Then what good's worrying gonna do?
You sound just like your father.
Hi, honey. Stopped off at Sunrise Grill to get us a special... Uh-oh. What's the matter?
I'm just so glad you're home. I didn't know where you were, and with the rain, it's just
Mary,
horrible.
Mary, you shouldn't worry so much. Come here.
I know. Your daughter just told me the same thing.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, sweetheart. What are you still doing awake?
It's a Friday.
I know what day it is, but it's late. Everyone else is in bed.
I have exams next week. I want to get in all the studying I can.
Oh, you sound like your mother did in college.
Oh, John, why were you so late? Weren't you going to head home right after we got off the phone?
Yep, but I went and I got this pie.
Oh, at the Sunrise Grill. Yeah, right.
Right, but you'll never guess who I saw there.
Who?
James Kramer.
The doctor?
The doctor.
What's he doing back in town?
Well, he moved back into his old house. Retired.
Oh, kidding.
No, I'm not. I sat down with him for a minute, but he wasn't very chatty. He just seemed really tired.
It's catching up with him.
What's catching up with him?
Oh, you never mind. Hey, didn't I tell you to go to bed?
No, you didn't.
Well, go to bed.
But what about Dr. Kramer?
Nothing.
Come on.
No, Brookie. Now, you go get some sleep. Dad and I are going to have dessert for two, not three.
Can I just stay up a little longer and study?
Study in the morning. You'll feel fresher.
Right.
Fine. Good night.
Good night, honey. I love you.
Me too.
No.
just a dream. It's just a scary dream. Justin?
I don't want any pancakes.
Pancakes? Actually, pancakes sound pretty good. Justin, you awake?
Awake? What?
Are you awake? You know, not sleepy. You want to talk or something?
Talk? Mikey, go to bed.
I was thinking. We haven't really spent much time together lately.
Let's not start now.
Why not now? Like, you could tell me what weird, cool stuff you've read about lately. Or, like, experiments you've done or something. You know? Justin? Just stay awake with me. Well, at least the crickets won't fall asleep.
Mike.
Oh, morning, Justin.
Good morning. Oh, I had the weirdest dreams last night. I think they were all musicals.
Really?
Yeah. Were you singing when I woke up?
Ooh. Good morning, Brookie. What are you doing up so early?
Studying.
It's 6 a.m. How long have you been awake?
I think I got up around 3 or 4. Mikey was singing in his sleep when I walked past the room. Anyway, I started thinking about exams and I couldn't fall back asleep, so I came down here. Do you want some coffee? I made a fresh pot, and I thought you might want some when you got up.
Honey, you don't drink coffee.
Well, I started to get tired around 5:30.
Then you should have gone back to bed.
I couldn't. Needed to keep studying. Almost done with my world history notes. Didn't want to break it up.
Well, you are done with the coffee, miss.
But, Mom, I might need something to stay awake later.
I'll make you tea. Decaffeinated.
Fine. Mom, what was that all about Dr. Kramer last night?
Oh, what about?
You know, all the secrecy. I was thinking about it when I was trying to fall asleep. I remember when he was here last fall for that case that Dad was in charge of. Remember?
Well, of course
I think there's something going on. Why would Dr. Kramer come back here, especially when no one really liked him last fall? And why was that, Mom? When he was here...
Look, Elise, calm down. You sound just like Haley.
Oh, what about me?
Oh, good morning, Haley.
Good morning. Mom said that I sounded like you because I guess I'm talking fast or something. I was asking her about Dr. Kramer and why he's back in town, and that's when she said
Brooke,
that...
take a breath.
Whoa. What's wrong with her, Mom?
She had some coffee.
And what about Dr. Kramer?
It's nothing. We just have a new neighbor in town, that's all.
Remember the doctor that was here for the trial last fall and nobody liked him?
Yeah.
Well, he retired. And now he moved back to Coleraine. And don't you think it's a little strange that he decided to move back here?
Back here? Yeah, that is strange. I wonder why he would want to do that. And we never really did find out why no one wanted him around, did we?
Girls! No. Not both of you. It is too early in the morning for this.
Oh, hey there. Girl, patio table is back in place. Man, I'm glad you boys helped your mom move this stuff into the garage before the storm yesterday.
It wasn't hard. I moved Mommy's plants all by myself.
You did? Wow. And who moved this big table here?
Mommy and Brooke and Mikey.
Yeah. Hey. Where is Mikey? I thought he was behind me with the last chair.
There's the chair by the garage.
Oh, yeah. Where's your brother?
There he is.
Where?
Right here. Is he sleeping?
Shh. Yeah, looks like it. Hey, Mikey. Mike. Hey. Son, who falls asleep while carrying patio furniture, huh?
Whoops. Guess I was tired.
Yeah, I guess so.
Justin says you were singing all night.
It wasn't all night.
Oh, you didn't sleep last night, Michael.
I don't know.
Did you have a scary dream?
Only babies get scary dreams.
I have bad dreams all the time.
That's my point. Hey!
That's enough. You want to talk about it, Michael?
No. I just want to finish moving this chair.
Well, all right. You let me know if you change your mind. Hey, what do you guys think about cooking out tonight, huh?
Yeah,
can we?
I'm after those baby back ribs. Anybody with me?
I am.
What did Dad
to get for him at Taylor's store, Justin?
Are you kidding? Brooke, that's why we're making this trip.
I know, I just can't remember.
Charcoal, we're cooking out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you coming along if you didn't even know what we were getting?
I need more index cards for quizzing myself.
Doing the flashcard method?
Yeah, for my Spanish exam.
You're pretty nervous, huh?
Yeah. These are just my first finals, you know?
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal.
Hey, that must be Dr. Kramer.
Who? Where?
In that moving truck. Dr. Kramer. Remember the doctor that was here for Dad's case last fall?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dad saw him last night at Sunrise Grill and said that he's moving back into town. Retiring or something.
Why would he pick Colerade?
Beats me. That's exactly what I want to know. But Mom and Dad won't talk. They just said something about how he seems tired or something.
Tired of what?
Of running, I think they said.
Running?
Yeah.
We have to add this to the Operation Lemonade notes.
Definitely. Sorry we can't meet this weekend. I'm just too busy.
Well, I know. Hey, that must be what Tiffany was talking about at lunch yesterday.
What?
She said something about how people who leave Coleraine should never be allowed to come back.
Sounds like Tiffany.
Yeah, well, at first I thought she was talking about Grace.
Which wouldn't have been a surprise.
Right, but now that we know about Dr. Kramer, it makes even more sense.
But how is it all connected?
I don't know.
Well, we're gonna have to hold off till next week because I have to focus on Spanish for the rest of today.
And Dad needs the charcoal, so let's hurry.
Thank you, ma'am. Oh, really?
Oh, I just can't wait till next week. Why? Because Summer will be here, silly.
Oh, yeah. No more school. Oh.
Well, I was thinking of signing up for some summer school classes.
Oh, Justin.
What? I'm serious.
I know you are. I'm going to need to go to summer school if I don't pass these exams.
Oh, Brooke, don't be so ridiculous.
You have an AB average right now, huh?
So?
I know I'm not going to go to summer school. I'm going to be helping Mr. Key.
You are?
With what?
Yard stuff.
Oh.
When I was over there today, he said I could be his helper.
Mm. Sounds real exciting to me.
It is exciting. Like today, we saw a great big moving truck parked on Gilead Lane.
A moving truck?
Dr. Kramer.
Yeah. Look, everybody, hold on. Calm down. Now, Timmy, I'm sorry, what happened?
Well, we saw the moving truck just sitting there. Oh. And Mr. Key didn't like it when the guy didn't get out. So we went over and talked to him.
Timmy, what did he say?
All he told me was that there was some old doctor that was coming back to Coleraine.
He's coming back?
See, I told you.
But why did he decide to come back here? And why would he go down and look at Grace's house but not say anything to her? Don't you think that's strange?
It is. Why wouldn't you and Mom tell us anything, Dad?
Listen, you all need to just relax, all right?
Dad and I don't want any more of this speculating.
Specu-what?
Guessing. Yes, Dr. Kramer moved back to town. He's new to the neighborhood. And what do we do when there are new neighbors?
Bring them kind to them.
Yes, you welcome them. You don't spread rumors or judge them.
No, you kids don't even know James Kramer.
I know. But, Dad, there's so much stuff about him that
Haley
just...
Grace, please.
Sorry.
Now, Dr. Kramer is coming over here tomorrow afternoon, sometime after church.
Coming here? Why?
Yes.
Why?
Are you kidding me? And there is nothing to be worked up about. Now, we've invited him over, and you kids can make yourselves scarce while Dad and I talk to him.
But why do we have to leave?
Yeah. Why can't we stay?
Yeah. I thought you had exams to study for, Brooke.
Dad.
And besides, with the way you all have been talking about him without knowing him, we don't know that we want you there.
All right. Now, I need some help cleaning this table up, and then you kids can all go up and read for a while before bed.
All right, come on, let's go. Everybody grabs up. I got the tablecloth.
Justin, not before we get this.
No. Patrick, wake up. Not again. Justin? Well, I'm not gonna lie here all night again. Maybe more milk will help.
Brooke! Mikey! What are you doing down here?
I couldn't sleep. Thought I'd try warm milk or something.
Well, I'm studying. I just had too many notes to go over.
You want any help?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I could quiz you.
That'd be great. You could read me the English word and I'll give you the Spanish one, if you really want to help.
I do. I'm not going back to sleep.
Why not? Nightmare?
Forget it. Let's go through these. Library.
La biblioteca?
Hey.
El nombre.
You look exhausted, honey. Why don't you let Haley and Justin clean up lunch and you go take a nap?
No, that's okay. Can't nap. Have to study.
You almost fell asleep in church, Brooke.
So did Michael.
Brookie, I think you need some sleep. Oh, that'll be Dr. Kramer. You guys get upstairs or go play out back.
Okay, sure thing.
And Brooke, you and I are going to talk later, okay?
Okay.
Mary?
Oh, I'll be right there, just putting the coffee on. And Brooke, don't you touch it.
Oh, five children, that must be a handful.
Oh, there are days.
Now, who's that up in the tree out there in the front yard?
That would be Michael and Timmy. Michael's been showing Timmy the art of tree climbing.
So, you feeling a little more settled than last time we talked, Jane?
Oh, please call me Jim. And yes, I have almost everything out of the boxes. Now I'm just working on airing the old house out. Huh. It's been shut up for almost 30 years.
Really, you have to let us know if there's anything we can do to help.
Thank you, Mary. And I do appreciate you two having me over. The town's changed a lot since I last lived here.
I'm sure it has. Jim, have you been over to see her yet?
I don't think I can.
I think you need to. I think Grace is why you moved back.
What do you mean?
Our youngest said you spoke with Mr. Key yesterday.
Is that who that was in his front yard?
Kids notice everything. Grace would love to talk to you, Jim. I know she would.
I just don't know. Is she completely blind?
Yes. She had total vision loss that night.
Oh, I was hoping. I mean, I'd always hoped that some would come back. Do you think she'll remember me? It's been 30 years.
I think she'll remember.
I need to go home first. I have to think about all this.
We certainly understand.
Sure. Well, thank you for coming, Jim.
It was so good to actually meet you.
Well, thank you. I'll see you again soon, I hope.
Oh, you betcha. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That man has a lot of healing to go through, doesn't he?
You can only run so long.
Oh, Mikey!
Oh, no!
Michael! John?
Well, you are one fortunate little man, Michael. Doesn't look like you broke anything.
Oh, Mikey, how did this happen?
I don't know. I do. You fell right asleep, just like yesterday, Daddy. And he was carrying that chair.
Michael, you fell asleep again.
Are you okay, Mikey? I was studying in the attic and I saw you fall
he's
out.
He's okay,
yeah,
Brooke.
He's fine. Michael, did you sleep at all last night?
Kinda. You've been having scary dreams, haven't you?
Nuh-uh. Get out of here, Timmy.
Hey, come on. You be nice to your brother, please.
Sorry. But for your information, I was up all night helping Brooke study.
Mike?
All night?
Sorry, Brooke.
I think I'll just take Timmy back up to the house since it looks like
No, you
everything.
Won't. Timmy, you go on back up to the house.
But I want to stay.
Timothy, go, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, what is going on, you two?
Okay. Mikey did help me study last night.
Uh-huh. All night?
Well, pretty much.
Brooke, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Honey, pulling all-nighters never helps a person do better on tests.
But, Mom, I need to do good on these.
To do well.
See? I don't even know English.
Brooke, you're just like your mother.
Huh?
Well, first of all, if I remember correctly, just 2 nights ago, you were telling your mother not to worry about things she couldn't control.
That's true.
And not only that, but this whole studying business. Your mother used to stay up all night during exams because she thought she needed to cram it all in.
And you'd think I would have known better, the daughter of a professor. But I had to learn the hard way. The only thing cramming did was make me exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Your mother almost failed the history exam because she fell asleep during it.
You did?
Mom, you never told us that.
Thanks, honey. Well, we've told you now. Brooke, I want you to learn from it. If you don't know the material by now, you won't know it by tomorrow.
You can review your notes, but you need to eat well and get plenty of rest before the testing. You got it?
Yeah.
All right. The key is to relax. You know you've done the work all year, so you know that you're prepared.
And you have to give your worries over to God. Ask him to help you calm down, to clear your mind, and help you focus.
All right. Why don't you tell Brooke what you had up on the mirror in your college dorm room, Mary?
Philippians 4. 6 and 7.
Right.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Maybe you should write that down too, Brooke. And remember that we need to do it all with thanksgiving.
That's right. And God will ease your fears. Oh, he really will, honey.
Do you guys think you could pray with me tonight?
Of course.
We'd love to.
And I'm sorry I kept Mikey up all night. But he offered to help, and he was white as a sheet. I wanted to give him something else to think about.
I was fine.
Michael, James, now, come on, I want the truth. Have you been having nightmares?
Dad, it's no big deal.
Hey, Michael, you just fell out of a tree because you're sleep-deprived. Now you answer me. Have you been having nightmares?
Yes. But I'm not a baby.
Whoa, we know you're not a baby.
Having bad dreams doesn't make you a baby.
Even your mom and I have bad dreams sometimes, Mikey.
You do?
Sure.
So do I.
But I don't know why I've been having them. I'm really careful of what I read and see and stuff, like you and Mom always tell us.
Well, we're proud of you for watching what you put into your head.
But sometimes we just get nightmares, honey.
Yeah.
But they make me not want to go back to sleep.
That's normal. But you know what you need to do as soon as that happens?
What?
You need to remember that God never leaves you and ask him to just wrap you up.
That's right. Nothing is bigger or stronger than God is. He takes good care of you, son. And when you're afraid, try reciting Psalm 23.
Oh, that's a good one. I do that a lot when I wake up in the middle of the night.
Or even singing a favorite song from church or youth group. It sometimes helps to remind you God's right there with you.
And you have to ask God to take away your fears and for him to hold on to your thoughts and dreams. You must ask him to protect and guard your mind and heart.
And if that doesn't work, go wake up Mom and Dad.
Thank you, Brooke.
You know what I mean. I don't mean if your prayers don't work. I mean if you're still scared, going to Mom and Dad is an option. Jeez. I don't care how old you are. Sometimes it's nice to have someone hold your hand.
No. Maybe he should come wake you up in the middle of the night. What do you say?
John.
Dad.
No, I'm only joking. Michael, of course, Mom and I will pray with you and stay with you until you aren't scared anymore. And you know what? Even before you go to sleep, we'll remember to pray that God puts a shield around your sleep and dreams. Okay?
Okay.
And you really can come in and wake me up if you want to, Mikey. Haley does it all the time.
Well, she does she?
And besides, Michael James, you need your rest.
Yeah, that's right. Can't have you falling out any more trees, pal. You're making holes in them.
As Michael and Brooke struggled with sleep, Mom and Dad's advice was right, to trust God and to call on him for protection and peace. Because God is so much bigger than any fears or challenges we could ever have. But we have to do our part. Like studying for a test is a must, but so is studying God's Word. Reading the Bible is the best way to learn about God. Plus, it puts His words in your heart. meaning that when you experience hard times, the words you read can come back to you to provide comfort and wisdom for you. You know, CBH Ministries has Bibles along with other resources to help you understand God's Word better. For a brochure on everything we offer, write us at Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or you can call toll-free 888-224-2324. We'll mail a catalog to you right away. This week's episode, Insomnomaniacs, was written and directed by Beth Culp. Production engineering by Lee Nordine, with music by John Campbell. The executive producer of Down Gilead Lane is Randy Heckman. Down Gilead Lane is a production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. I'm Jacob. We'll see you next time, Down Gilead Lane.